Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, it was a rough week in the old energy patch with oil down 6%, MLPs down 3%, and the S&P Energy Index off 1%. But it was particularly frustrating about last week's activity was there was no clear reason we can point to explaining the sell-off. Thursday's sell-off had all the classic go-to explanations Wall Street resorts to when they have no actual facts to point to. We heard capitulation trade, macro selling, and my personal favorite, risk managers forcing PMs to liquidate. Call me old-fashioned, but at Tortoise, we focus more on the facts. And the actual data out for the week was positive on balance. Crude inventory drew for the fourth straight week and is down 8 million barrels this month, which may not sound huge, but seasonally, this is a period when U.S. inventory historically builds by 6 million barrels per month. In fact, 2017 was the first time since 1999 that crude inventories declined in the month of April, and this is the first year on record that inventory declined each week in April. Now for some important historical facts from 1999. Ricky Martin and the Backstreet Boys were on top of the music charts. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire led television ratings, and Jesse the Body Ventura was sworn in as the governor of Minnesota, home of Tortoise's very own Ken Malby. I'm sure that was a proud day for him. Oh yeah, one more relevant piece of data regarding 1999. The price of oil increased over 100%. And compliance doesn't like me to use words like guarantee or promise when I'm talking about the future, but if you're asking what I think, I'm just saying. We also received a huge amount of fundamental data from the tidal wave of earnings last week from our portfolio companies. There are far too many for me to give a specific update on each, but overall the results were supportive. We saw earnings beats from Concho, Newfield, Parsley, Rice, RSP, and WPX on the upstream, and midstream names including Enterprise, Shell, Dominion, Noble, Genesis, and Pembina all had solid quarters. On the negative side, there wasn't a lot in the portfolio to have a tough quarter with the exception of Pioneer and Anadarko upstream, and Targa and Holly in the midstream. Some of the key themes from the reporting season have included larger completions, acreage delineation in the Delaware and SCOOP/STACK, processing needs in the Permian, Midcon, and Southwest Marcellus, and takeaway needs from the Permian. A couple of headwinds witnessed were negative weather impacts in the Rockies and Bakken and lower LPG export margins. I'll finish up with some M&A activity announced last week. First, Pembina announced an agreement to acquire Veresen, adding significant scale and diversity to its asset and customer base. Also, Centennial is acquiring 12,000 acres in the Delaware. Noble is selling its Marcellus acreage and associated production for $1.1 billion, and Devon announced a $1 billion divestiture plan. Finally, Shell Midstream announced a $630 million acquisition of multiple pipelines from its sponsor at an attractive 8.4 times multiple. So in conclusion, while it was a rough energy tape last week, earnings reports were generally positive, management outlooks were robust, driven by ramping volumes and infrastructure needs, and finally, for the first time since the Department of Energy reported inventory data, crude storage levels declined every week in the month of April. Here's to hoping the oil price doubles like it did in 99, but that I never hear a Ricky Martin song again. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.